Proclamation number 8953 of 13th of March, 1965. God's everlasting help to completion. I know no other aim than to make you happy forever, and even if you have to go through suffering and tribulation on earth, everything serves to reshape you again into what you were in the beginning, perfect beings, but which have now become my children of their own free will, with whom I can create and work in all bliss. But since it concerns a state which no longer has an end, your earthly life is only a very short moment, and therefore also all suffering and all tribulation is limited. And you'll thank me that I used all these means to form you so that you can enjoy eternal happiness, because you can now supply a light even to the still imperfect. You can take part in the redemption of innumerable souls, which still cover the course over earth with the same aim to also reach perfection. And these souls all still have to feel great suffering and affliction. They still stand in the midst of the fight against the dark forces. They have not yet decided for me, and that is why the hardship will become more and more violent, because mankind has mercy on me, because it stands shortly before the end, and I still use all means to make the decision for me easy for them. Yet I will only achieve little success with it, and yet I give all people the assurance that they will one day reach the aim, that I will not leave any soul in darkness for eternity, that it will one day return to me. Yet the souls themselves determine the length of time until their return. For they are subject to the law of time and space, and they will remain subject to this law until they have perfected themselves, until time and space are eliminated for them. Until they can dwell where they want, and also past, present and future are no longer separate concepts for them. Then they will also only see the past as a moment. They will certainly be able to put themselves into it, but no longer feel pain. Every event will be understandable to them, because they recognize it as means of my love and therefore sing praise and thanks to me that I help them to perfection. Then your earth life is truly only like a moment, measured in eternity. But as man you are still equipped with the concept of time and space, which only stops with your perfection, because also this is the result of your fall to the deep, that you became limited in all sensations, however always only both to your own agony is also to the relief of earth existence, because only that could be imposed on you, what you are able to carry. But nevertheless, during earthly time you also have the opportunity to place all burdens on his shoulders, who died for you and your guilt of sin on the cross. If you hand yourselves over to him, then everything will seem bearable to you, and you will patiently take everything upon yourselves and thus also reach the aim more easily. To complete union with me, who then can also prepare bliss for you without measure. But as long as you yourselves prevent me from it, by you not acknowledging me and therefore deny me as before every acknowledgement, you are also powerless, because my love cannot illuminate you, therefore you will also feel every suffering stronger. You will go through earth life in agony and tribulation or be supported by my opponent, who demands your soul for it. But suffering is a sign that I will not let you fall, that I wrestle for your soul because you do not yet want to accept my love, which would also avert suffering for you. Take it upon yourselves patiently, and know that I do everything to turn your looks towards me, and take earth life only as a temporary test, which you have to pass. It will pass, just as everything earthly is transient. But if you emerge from this test purified, you will thank me eternally for having saved you from a fall into the abyss, which will result in the endless long walk through Earth's creation again. Amen.